Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shades, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. And Embellus and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy, bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
See the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at SheTheMotionPicture.com.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
I'm not a lab rat.
I'm not a lab rat.
My family is not a bunch of lab rats.
I am not a lab rat.
Thanks, Benedex. 80% of the processed food in America has been genetically modified.
That's GMOs. That's GMOs.
You can't even tell what foods contain GMOs at the grocery store.
Because no GMO food labels are required. That makes us the guinea pigs.
Sounds like an experiment to me.
GMOs are scary.
It's up to you.
You're an adult. You can vote.
I can't vote because I'm a kid.
Vote yes. Vote yes. Please vote yes. Count the cookie.
Freedomizer, you have a voice.
How will you vote when initiatives are added to the ballot in your state?
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where Freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Blessings to the remnant of the saints of the Most High, Freedomizers, family and friends. Welcome to the Tuesday Afternoon Fellowship of the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries program.
Kindness of the
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Blessings, saints of the Most High, freedomizers, family and friends. Welcome to the Tuesday Afternoon Fellowship of the Sound Doctrine Ministries program. We are thankful to be here. We are so grateful that you are there. Amen. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to minister unto the people of God, those who are learned and those who are learning. We thank you for tuning in this afternoon, and we ask you to join us now for the blessing of the body of Christ. Bow your heads with us, won't you? Most holy and heavenly Father, hallelujah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, your Christ who died on the cross on Calvary, who defeated death, hell, and the grave and took the keys to the kingdom, then rose upon the third day and ascended into the heavens and is now seated at your right hand. In his name, Father God, with a repentant heart, we come before you, Father God, acknowledging our transgressions before you, O Lord. Father God, hallelujah. You told us in your word that if we confess our sins, that you were faithful and just to forgive our iniquities and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For this, Father, we tell you thank you. Father, we love you. We praise you. We bless your holy name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We bless your chosen people, Israel. We bless all of those that are behind the prison walls, those that are in the hospital, those that are in the nursing homes, those that are in the shelters, those in the rehabilitative centers, those that are homeless, Father God, those that are at home sick, Father God, those that are struggling, those that are striving just to do your will and to make it day to day. Bless them this day. And everyone that is under the sound of my voice, I speak life over them right now, Father, in the precious name of Yeshua HaMashiach, your Christ. Bless, 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 Father God, in a mighty way this day, Father God. Let the blessing run through them and not just to them, Father God. Hallelujah. Give them an attitude of gratitude, Father God. Let the blessing and the anointing be left behind for those who come behind them will receive the blessing as well, Father God. Bless them in their homes. Bless them in their marriages. Bless their children, Father God. Bless them on their jobs, Father God. Father God, the body of Christ is under attack, but you are our refuge. You are our strong tower. You are our present help in time of trouble. Father, we know that it is going to get a lot worse before it gets better at the returning of Christ. But Father, we thank you. We love you, Father, for everything that you have done, that everything that you're doing right now, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Lord. We give you all praise, hallelujah. We give you all honor, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father, for you are more than worthy. Thy will be done. For we now turn our will to your will, that your will be accomplished in our lives. Father God, we deem that it is so, and it shall come to pass. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, it is indeed a blessing to be here this Tuesday, June 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. We thank each and every one of you all for joining us, and let us do this before we go into our scriptural reading. Thank you.
to the home where I used to live. The grass had grown up and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, I know who you feel, but they don't live here
sisters, somewhere around God's throne. Oh, what a joyous time that will be, my brothers and sisters, to be somewhere around the throne of God. I mean, just the thought of it, you know, is such a pleasant thought. You know, no more heartache, no more pains, no more sickness, no more death, no more lies, no more being used, no more being mistreated. Oh, to be somewhere around God's throne. In the presence of God is the fullness of joy, my brothers and sisters. All right, let us go to the word this afternoon. I'll get caught up, guys. I know y'all know. Oh, my goodness. We are in the 51st chapter of the book of Psalms. And let me drop the link in the chat room for you guys, for those of you who want to read along. And it is written, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Okay. All right, before we go any further, I'm not going to wait. Do you all remember the story of how God told David he knew he had sinned by sleeping with Uriah's wife Bathsheba? Well, right quick, let me sum it up and on the but maybe I should. Ooh, I love the Lord. I love the Father's word. I just do. Wow. I think it's in Samuel. Is it 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel? My goodness, just give me a minute, cause that's a story, and seeing that it started out that way, I just think it would be appropriate just to go to it. Yeah, it is in 2 Samuel. I know it was 2 Samuel. Just hold on, guys. Just hold on. Okay. Well, somewhere around God's throne, They are somewhere around the throne of God. All right. Now, this is what happened where Psalms 51 comes out. This is one of the prayers. Psalms 51 is one of the prayers that David had prayed, okay, because of this. Now, this is what happened. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, let me drop this in the chat room for you guys. Okay. Leave me alone. Yeah, I still hum a little bit. I sing to the Father. I have a couple of folks that make me sing to them. One of them is my mother. So, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take out of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that has done this thing surely shall die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity." And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man." Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, "I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword and the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me, and thou hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou did it secretly, but I do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." What do you do? You do exactly what David did. And we go back to Psalms 51. And David fell and pleaded with the Lord, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, but thou the walls of Jerusalem. I'm sorry, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou please with the sacrifices of righteousness and the burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Ooh, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, I read unto you the entire 51st chapter of the book of Psalms. And we know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the obeying of his word. My brothers and sisters, this is the very reason why the Father said David was a man after his own heart. This is how, why that God so favored David. Because when God told David, you were wrong, David didn't try and justify himself. David did not do anything but repent. My brothers and sisters, our Heavenly Father is more willing to forgive than he is to punish. My brothers and sisters, even though these things and the testimony of God has already went forth and his judgment, he never disregarded David. Never. David, he mentioned David all the way through Christ. God honored David and what he told David. You know, it's not, you know, if David would have tried anything else other than admitting his guilt and repenting, then he would have no doubt been dismissed from the Father. But because David knew he was wrong, David repented. Oh, such a beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing, my brothers and sisters. That the Lord, now don't get me wrong, you know, as the Lord said, I mean, the sword never left David's household. David's own son, Absalom, even tried to kill him. So, you know, be careful what you do. It's not you just doing something, you know. You'll set things in motion that'll affect you. As a matter of fact, let's finish the 2 Samuel that we were reading. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord has put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. See, there are always consequences for our actions. Even though the Lord had forgiven him, there were still consequences. David set this in motion. When David did this thing and slept with Bathsheba and whatnot, and then had, you know, written a letter and gave it to Uriah to give to the chief captain to have him put on the front line to make sure he was killed. Everybody knew. Everybody knew that David was sleeping with Bathsheba. Somebody went and got her. She had to come into the palace, you know. the soldiers that he gave the letter to. There's no telling who he told. So now all of these things are going around. And see, this is what I try to tell so many of the follow the body of Christ. Watch what you do when you make the body of Christ look bad. You are grieving the Holy Spirit of God. And there will be retribution paid. Believe me, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And you can't sit up and be claiming that you following Christ and you love the Lord and whatnot, and then you go and do any old thing and think grace is going to cover you. You can't get grace if you're not trying to receive grace. Grace is in place if you stumble. Then we have an advocate that is before the Father, Christ Jesus. Not when you decide, oh, the Lord just going to have to forgive me. I'm going to go on and do this anyway. That's a problem, my brothers and sisters. Pray against that thing. Ask the Father to deliver you from it. Repent. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for strength. It's too important, my brothers and sisters. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spoke unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, what thing is this thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise up and eat bread. And he said, while the child was yet alive, I fast and wept, for I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. My brothers and sisters, stay focused on the things of God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy all. Not halfway, my brothers and sisters. Lukewarm, you will be rejected. You cannot say in your heart, I don't believe that the Lord would want this, and you clearly see it's written in his word. You're rebelling. You are defying the very one that you say you love. Don't let your heart deceive you. The heart is the most deceitful thing of all. You can't trust it. You can't trust it, my brothers and sisters. For the Lord searches the heart, and he knows what's in there. And he has told us man's heart is desperately wicked from his youth. My brothers and sisters, don't fool yourself. That's why we have the Word of God. Do not get caught up in that emotional, that emotion that you think and feel, my sisters. My sisters, my sisters, do not let the enemy tie your emotions around your finger. Trust the Word of God. Just because there is, look, me as a man, everything in the Word of God is not pleasing unto me either. But I obey. I do my level best to obey. I do my level best to obey. My sisters, obey. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. Obey, my sisters. Do not sit up and fall in that trap and let your heart deceive you into thinking that this is acceptable. It is not acceptable. Disobedience is denying the truth of God for your will, for your way. My sisters, do not get caught up in that trap. For that all it is a trap of the enemy. I know the world says this and the world says that and what have you. We were told to be in the world, but not of the world. Who cares that the world says you are equal to man? We know our place. We do what our Father says. If your Father tells you what to do, do it, my brothers and sisters, wholeheartedly. Don't care what nobody else think. Be like Caleb. Millions of the children of Israel were brought out of Egypt and complained and complained and murmured against the Lord in the wilderness. And my brothers and sisters, God swore that none of them would inherit the land except my servant Caleb, who had a different spirit in me. Out of all those millions of people that came out, everyone that was under 20, when they came out of Egypt, God did not hold them accountable. Everybody that was over 20 died in the wilderness and did not inherit the land. How do you complain when you see the, I mean, they were going through the wilderness, my brothers and sisters. They were walking and traveling, going to this promised land, flowing with milk and honey, and their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. Nobody got sick for 40 years. What is there to complain about, my brothers and sisters? God was cooking breakfast every morning for us. Cooking their meals out in the wilderness every morning. They thought they would die from thirst. He gave them water out of a rock, my brothers and sisters. Out of a rock. Water. In the middle of the desert. They decided, oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, you know, this manna, Lord. The Lord gave them quail. 10 times the Lord endured their complaining and murmuring after delivering them out of the hands of Pharaoh in the bondage of Egypt. And then you complain? My brothers and sisters, we have to don't care what nobody said, because Caleb did not care. Caleb and Joshua were the only two grown men that came out of Egypt that went into the promised land. They did not care what anybody else said or thought. They did not care. They followed God. Isn't that great, my brothers and sisters, to know that if everybody else around you perish, that the Lord will save you as long as you obey it. Glory, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, one little old you, Caleb was one little old him, surrounded by these millions of people that complained and complained. Caleb said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, well, but God brought us out in. You know what? Hey, look, bless the name of the Lord. You know, the Lord will make a way. My brother, just have faith, you know. God saw out of all those millions of people, one little old Caleb that did not turn his back on him. Just like out of the millions of people that were in the world in Noah's time. Eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of millions were spared. The 8 that obeyed. Obedience, my brothers and sisters. God did not go through all the trouble having all of the writers to write his word down for you to cast it aside or for you to believe another flawed human being that said, oh, the old stuff no longer matters. The new stuff, this is what. Don't let them deceive you, my brothers and sisters. The new stuff don't matter. The Gospels are an account of Christ. The rest of the New Testament, except for the book of Revelations, were letters that the apostles were writing to the church. They were inspired by God. They sure were. Because these men were walking with Christ, especially the apostle Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Because Christ was always coming saving Paul. It's no doubt that he was with him. My brothers and sisters, look. Do not get caught up into the world, because the world is waiting to suck you in. If you become a byproduct because this person has wronged you and that person has hurt you and this wife has left you and that husband has cheated on you and from now on I'm not going to trust anybody, then Satan has took your life already. He has you already because you are not the person that our Heavenly Father has called you to be. You are a byproduct of your circumstances. Stop looking for your reward now. Christ said when he returns, his reward is with him, and he shall give unto every man according to his work. Oh, yeah, don't let nobody tell you not understanding the Apostle Paul. Salvation is a gift, not by works, at least any man should boast. That's right. The gift of salvation is a gift. The fact that salvation is being offered to a bunch of disobedient, rebellious son of a guns like us is a complete gift. Now that you've accepted this gift of salvation, salvation comes with something. What you going to do now? You're going to have to line up with the word of God, and you're going to have to go through. And what did Christ say? Only those that endure to the end shall be saved. Glory, hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Woo! Lord have mercy. My brothers and sisters, stay focused. I didn't know I had a sermon coming today. But stay focused, my brothers and sisters, and don't give up.
I can't give up. I'm
More about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it. And this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Hey, it's Red from the Red Pill Show. Are you trying to wake up? Are you trying to wake some of your family members and friends up? Are you hearing,
I don't want to talk about it. I got my own problems.
Or, oh, hey, man, dude, I don't want to hear that. I got a job and I got to feed my family.
Well, tune in on Sunday nights from 8 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll try to wake them up. Remember, it's everything and anything against the New World Order here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called SolarVay. And SolarVay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer, for as long as they have SolarVay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has SolarVay. You sign up enough people, and SolarVay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to SolarVay.com/Freedomizer. That's SolarVay, SolarVay.com/Freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, SolarVay.com/Freedomizer.
We are Critical Immunity with Larry and Renee. Our show will cover current events, national health news, nutrition, emergency preparedness, and organic farming, and various implements and tools to thrive and survive. We hope you tune in and join in our discussion of health, liberty, preparedness, and survival. Join our hosts, Larry and Renee. with guest callers always welcome.
Tune in each Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Debbie Brooke, founder of Homeopathy World Community on Freedomizer Radio, talks about stress management and homeopathy. Get healthy with energy medicine.
Hey there, Freedomizers. This is JC from the Sports Lounge. Join us for 3 hours on Saturdays as we take a break from politics to discuss sports at freedomizerradio.com. Come and join us each Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Lindsay Williams on Freedomizer Radio.
Truth Negative, I love the title that you use on your radio. I've thought about it ever since we talked on off of the air the other day, and I'd say that that's an excellent title for a talk show host.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
How's it going, Freedomizers? This is Ferdinand. Join me on the No Bull Zone every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about everything from local to national issues, how to be free, and even throw in some health talks. Call in to chat or suggest a topic. That's the No Bull Zone every Monday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. East Coast Time, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Blessings. Are the storms of life casting their shadows? Is your heart being overcharged with the deceit and devastation of the coming New World Order? Are all the lies making the truth harder to recognize? Let me invite you to join us where the sun shines on the Sound Doctrine Ministries Sabbath Show and Tuesday Fellowship Programs at noon Pacific Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. We'll have guests, our new Christian Common Sense commentaries, our Christian updates, and great gospel music. Call in at 347-324-3704 to speak with our host or to just listen to the show. Or join us in our 24/7 chat room at freedomizerradio.com as we spiritually prepare for the return of our Lord. Blessings and peace to your home.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Today on renewing the spirit, and this is what was demonstrated through the scriptural passage that we read, how David renewed his spirit, how David continued to seek the Lord and repent and seek forgiveness and sought to do the right thing. This is what we all have to do today. We cannot just go on and be dismissive to the things of our Father, saying, "Oh, the Lord know my heart." Yeah, but you don't, because you don't even realize with even that type of attitude that you're going on about your business the way you want it. That attitude alone says that. Oh, no, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I can't tell. Because we strive. We have to strive. We have to wholeheartedly. We have to love the Lord our God with all our strength, with all our heart, with all our mind. That's everything, my brothers and sisters. We cannot be, this is not a joke. This is not something that we can take lightly. See, people don't understand that This is a war that we're fighting. There is a war fighting in our members, the war of the flesh. There is a war in the spirit realm that's fighting in our minds. Then there's the battle of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. All of these battles, this is a war we're fighting, my brothers and sisters. This is a war we're fighting. And only those that endure to the end shall be saved. We must, my brothers and sisters, we must focus on the things of God and commit our way unto Him. We have to. If we're going to have a chance, because we're already flawed. We were already born in iniquity. And we're not going to get everything right. God knows I wish we could get everything right. like when in the blessing, when I say, Father God, we've turned our will over to your will. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if we could get it right, I would be one of the ones that would get it right, because that's what I would want. But I'm flawed. I'm human. We have to understand that it is too much for us to go at it alone. So what do? We go to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal our Heavenly Father's truth to us. Then we can go to the Word and know something. There's a many person that opens up the Word of God, and all they get is carnal-minded understanding, and they miss the point entirely. Brothers and sisters, don't you miss the point. Don't you miss the point. It is too important. Your very being depends on your willingness to strive towards perfection. Don't sit up and say, "Oh, I know I ain't never going to be perfect." You just gave up. You just gave up. I'm trying the Lord's will. I can't quit. I can't quit. What am I supposed to do? I can't quit. I have to stay focused. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Let me take a break. Where is me and Sister Tessa's song at? Let me find me and Sister Tessa's song. All right, my brothers and sisters, we'll be right back and we'll get ready to get out of here. You're listening to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Tuesday Afternoon Fellowship Program.
Oh, I've got to
Amen, amen. I got shoes. Tessa, Sister Tessa, hey! Ooh, look at Sister Tessa. Too many people in this world do not have to. See, there's a heart there, my brothers and sisters. Bless her heart. Uh-oh, they done got to discussing sewing in the chat room. Oh, my. Yeah, Junior's mama, she's cutting out patterns and what have you. I remember when my mom used to have me cutting out patterns and whatnot. Yes, my brothers and sisters, my mom taught me how to sew, too. Bless her heart. Let me see how my mama doing. My mama on the air right now. She's listening. If she ain't done went to sleep, let me check. Good afternoon, Mother. How are you?
Hello, sweetie pie.
Okay, I see you still woke. Bless your heart.
Yeah, I'm always woke. Listen to my son.
Sister Harper told me that she's praying for you and to make sure I tell you hello. And so did Sister Sarah as well. They wanted to make sure you know that they were holding you up in prayer.
Well, thank you. Tell them thank you,
because
I need the prayer.
Amen. Don't we all? I tell people that, look, prayer is always in order. Don't wait till you're at your rope's end and say, oh, I'm going to have to pray. Pray out the gate.
Pray all the time.
Amen. Man should always pray.
Amen. I agree with that.
Amen. Amen. It's truly a blessing.
You fixing to play song?
What song is that?
The one you sang for me.
Oh, I don't think I got it. I don't even think I got it uploaded right now, Ma.
Well, maybe next time.
Yeah. It might, no. Wait, no. Yes, it is. It's here. Mother. Mother, now you know I ain't been feeling good and my voice ain't all the way here. Don't make me say anything,
right.
Okay?
It's all right.
Because I'm not going to stand here and lie to you on the ad and say, oh, I ain't got it uploaded. Then somebody look and say, oh, Mr. Emmanuel lied on there. That song is. No, I wouldn't dare. But let me play this for you. I hope you enjoy it and enjoy the rest of your day. I'll call you later, okay?
All right.
All right, I'm going to play this song and get ready to get out of here.
Okay.
All right, my brothers and sisters, it's been a blessed afternoon. I so enjoyed the... trust me, my brothers and sisters, I'm sitting here waiting for the next program to come on. Because I want to go in, because like right after Liberty Bend goes off, who's coming up next right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, right after Liberty Bend goes off, I need to hear this, because I wasn't getting it all as the message was coming through, and a lot of times, as Brother Sullivan and I was discussing the other day, a lot of times I write a post or a message or something, and I have to listen to it a couple of times because I'm so amazed that, you know, and I'm like, did that come out of me? You know? Oh, bless the Lord. All right. We thank you so much for being here with us. all of you guys in the chat room, God bless you. We thank you for being here. Stay tuned for the Liberty Bid coming up next. And don't forget the Proof Negative show. I'm thinking, I might be wrong, but I'm thinking he's going to have Lindsay Williams on tonight. I'll be trying to check and find out. Hey, there's our brother Red from the Red Pill show. God bless you, Ken. How are you? Amen. All right, we're going to get ready to get out of here. You can always contact us through the ministry's website at www.sounddoctrinecm.org or through the ministry's Facebook page at facebook.com/sound.doctrine.christian.ministries. Or you can contact me directly through my Facebook page, facebook.com/servant.emmanuel. And we'll be glad to answer anything. If the Lord's will, we'll be back again on Friday on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the Ministries Radio Network, at 11 a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific, and noon Eastern. And then again, we'll be right back here on Sunday on doing the Sabbath show right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. God bless you. We love you. We thank each and every one of you for joining us. Tell your friends. The surprising thing, right quick, I have a lot of friends. I have over 500 friends on Facebook, and the post, when I get likes and what have you on the post, it don't be from my friends. It be from my friend's friend. And it's like, okay. God bless you. Good to get the word out. We love you. Stay focused, stay prayerful, stay in the will and the word of God. Peace to your home. Bye.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESP Botanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
He who is like an orphan, sleeps in the bed with a government gun. To the sounds of a united doom. Suicide bombs. Terrified mama. Suicide bombs. Watch them bury young Johnny dead. He grew up on Blaine Street, 5 blocks from the cross. His daddy was a drunk and his mama was lost. She didn't want to be found, so he signed up to kill. Shadows, but
head is on the hill. Suicide bombs, terrified mama, suicide bombs, patriot. Watch them bury young Johnny dead.
Freedomizer Radio listeners. This is Skylar Hamilton, your host today on the Liberty Bin Show. My project is called Freedom or Bust. You can check out our website, freedomorbust.net. And today, we're talking about the dilemma of government. And first, I think, to be clear, I started this journey essentially by reading the Declaration of Independence, okay? And I fell in love with that document, as little as I understood it at the time. But that's where it started for me. And therefore, I often will use quotes from the founding era to discuss these principles. But keep in mind, it would be the greatest disservice to yourself if you thought that the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, these principles depended upon them. In other words, are we talking about people, or are we talking about principles? Because at the end of the day, truth stands on its own. To me, it's not about them. It's about the principles. Some understood it better than others. But generally and collectively, the Founding Fathers were playing around, were thinking through this dilemma as to what the role of government is, the proper role. Because you have to understand that proper role to be able to identify counterfeits and perversions. I think we talked about this last week. Those that look out, and this is of course ironic for an ironic example for those that understand the Federal Reserve System, but people that are trying to catch counterfeiters for Federal Reserve notes, okay, stay with me here. I'm not in any way a supporter of the Federal Reserve System, but I'm using this analogy because I think this principle is a good example of what I'm saying. Okay, those that are looking for counterfeiters will study a Federal Reserve note as printed. They'll study the original. They don't study all the hundreds and, I don't know, maybe thousands of different types of counterfeits. They study the pure original so that when they look at a Federal Reserve note, a bill, they can then identify things that don't match that. So that's how we need to use. We need to understand these principles and then analyze things that are happening. And I would personally encourage all of you to attend your city council meetings. The Battle of Washington, D.C. is way above our heads if we can't take care of things at home. So get in contact with your city councilmen. Talk with them about the proper role of government. Talk with them about the issues facing your community. Ask yourself, what are legitimate local services and what aren't? Okay, I'm running for Orem City Council, and this is the oath of office. And this is the promise. I said this is my number one promise to the people of Orem, is that I'll keep this oath. And it goes like this. I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Utah, and the laws and ordinances of the City of Orem, and that I will discharge the duties of my office in the City of Orem with fidelity. Okay. Now, it's up to me to study the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Utah, really the underlying principles, so that I can be a good city council member. Isn't it interesting that the oath of office isn't to the people themselves? Now, there's more to it than that. It's not just to the will of the majority, is really what I'm saying, regardless of the quality of that will, the quality of the desires being asked. It's to these principles. It's to natural law. Now, that preaches inherently the individual rights of man. Okay? And so, you have to understand the underlying principles. Really, the principles outlined in the Declaration of Independence, they answer the questions of what and why. What governments are there for, why they exist, what's their proper role. The constitutions, how that government operates, is the how. That's them trying to implement a government in harmony with those principles. But the principles are paramount. Therefore, we need to understand these principles. Okay? Now, men have inherent rights. Okay, so what is a right, really quick? Okay, the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary defines a right as a just claim, that which justly belongs to one. Okay? So, if rights are truly equal to every person as a result of them being human, for something to be a natural right, it would have to be a claim that all of the people individually can equally claim simultaneously without forcing another individual to serve their needs, desires, or purposes. Okay, let me state that again. Fundamental natural rights are those rights which everyone can simultaneously claim and or exercise without forcing another to serve their needs and purposes. Okay. If you use any other definition of rights, then we're not talking about the same thing. Because if you assume the premise that someone else, you have a right to someone else's service, is that not servitude? Is that not slavery? I mean, that is the fundamental premise of slavery. That their time, their energy, their bodies are yours and not theirs. Once that is accepted, where's the line? And you'll notice, okay, I have yet to find an exception, and please, if anyone out there listening knows of an exception, you can contact me through my website at freedomorbust.net. But you'll notice that the government of these different peoples will reflect the moral and intellectual state of those peoples. And before all the genocide, before all the exploitation, there was an intellectual failure in those peoples to understand rights and duties. We're going to talk about duties here in a sec as well. Okay. Obviously, if the populace doesn't understand this, doesn't understand their rights, or thinks that they have rights to other people's stuff or other people's time, other people's bodies, then they're going to breed a government. They're going to earn, they're going to receive government action in harmony with that. Remember, government is a reflection of the people. And therefore, that's why you see all of a sudden these governments acting in a way that assumes other people owe them something, even if to the death. Okay? So once you understand that you have it in yourself as a part of your humanity, that you're sovereign, that's the level of government that's often overlooked, self-government. You are a sovereign entity. You govern yourself, for better or worse. Okay. Even as simple as when you get a traffic citation. Okay, if you choose to fight it in court, you're going to get a case number, a case name. And what is it going to be? Your name's going to be on one side. Why? Because you are a sovereign entity. It's even recognized implicitly in that arrangement. Okay. Now, if government derives its powers from the people, derives its authority from the people, then if you personally, as an individual, in a state of nature, do not have a right to someone else's time, someone else's life, could you ever extend that right through other people in government? No. Okay. There's a principle of logic. You cannot take something from nothing. Okay. From what person can a government claim the right to someone else's stuff? So we have to understand that. Now approach the dilemma. Okay, well, governments operate through force. Okay, that's just how they operate. Okay, a law, a civil statute that's being enforced on people, either prohibits a certain activity or else, or compels a certain activity or else. Okay. If it doesn't have that caveat of punishment, it can't really be considered a law. It could be considered maybe an opinion, but it's not enforceable. Okay. So, and also we covered how every law has a moral backing. Everyone does. A law against murder, against robbery, that's still a moral judgment. That's still a moral, or a law with a moral backing. Okay. Well, what about defining marriage? Well, that has a moral backing. Okay. So what set of morality, what moral code is going to inherently be the code in a free society that desires government services in harmony with their rights and duties? Okay, we're not talking communist Russia, we're talking even the founding era, okay, of this country, which in my opinion is probably the closest attempt. In fact, the principles, they were dead on. But people have their failings. And so, of course, the system hasn't worked perfectly, but it's been a good system. Okay, but what was the moral code they chose to surround their statutes on? Which moral code is enshrined in the Constitution? Okay, so I'm going to quote H. Verlin Anderson here. This is in a book called The Moral Basis of a Free Society. And once again, for those that are just tuning in, the son of the guy who wrote these words is actually running for mayor in the same city that I am running for city council. He'll definitely get my vote. His name's Hans Anderson. But his dad wrote this: a government which pretends to be just to all must see to it that the code of morality expressed by its laws is properly enforceable against everyone. With the exception of infants and mental incompetence, everyone is expected to conform to the laws or suffer punishment. But unless each member of society believes the conduct which the law prohibits to be evil and that which it commands to be good, some will be punished for doing that which they sincerely consider to be right, while others will be compelled to do that which they regard as wrong. This violates our sense of justice, and the only solution is to find a moral code which is known and accepted by all people. But does such a code exist? And this is the question. Because if there's no proper answer, if there's no correct answer to that question, then there cannot be a moral basis to a civil government in a free society. We covered in the last segment, right? There's a critique that I have against collectivism and anarchy. I really do. And honestly, it's a similar critique. Not that they're similar in nature, but they're a similar critique. The guilt by association argument that Marx makes against capitalism, so-called, is the same guilt by association argument that anarchists typically use about government itself. But anyways, to continue on this, I don't want to lose this point. So what code of morality can be enshrined and enforced by a government that's in harmony with the natural rights and duties inherent in man. Okay? This, and to continue, I'll just continue reading his words. The position taken herein is that there is a code of moral behavior which may with justice be enforced against all people regardless of the age or country in which they live. This code is based upon the universal need and desire for freedom. Boom. That's the moral code. That is the moral code that should be enshrined in the city ordinances, in the statutes.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available, committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic, great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com, and check it out and order it, Silver Leaf Tea. Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
Imagine one of your most favorite places. Its natural beauty draws you back again and again. Now imagine the world's largest open pit mine planted in the center of it all. That's what Alaska is facing at the headwaters of the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery at Bristol Bay. I'm Lainey Welch in Kodiak, Alaska, a journalist who's covered news of Alaska's fisheries for more than 25 years. I'm hoping you'll add your voice and tell the Environmental Protection Agency to turn down the pebble mine being planned by foreign mega corporations. The EPA can use its authority under the Clean Water Act to stop the mine. Contact the EPA at epa.org, Bristol Bay.
Use your voice, freedomizers. Keep corporate business from the large-scale destruction of the most pristine salmon habitat on Earth. They're threatening us with GM salmon. Don't let them mess with the natural stuff. Use your search engine and find images of open pit mining to fully understand the implications of the proposed pebble mine at Bristol Bay. You have a voice. You are powerful. Let them know what you think about the pebble mine at Bristol Bay. Comments have been extended to June 30th. Don't wait till it's too late. Give them a piece of your mind.
I'm not a lab rat.
I'm not a lab rat.
My family is not a bunch of lab rats.
I am not a lab rat.
Thanks, Benefex.
80% of the processed food in America has been genetically modified.
That's GMOs. That's GMOs.
You can't even tell what foods contain GMOs at the grocery store.
Because no GMO food labels are required. That makes us the guinea pigs.
Sounds like an experiment to me.
GMOs are scary.
It's up to you.
You're an adult. You can vote.
I can't vote because I'm a kid.
Vote yes. Vote yes. Please vote yes. Count the cookie.
Freedomizer, you have a voice.
How will you vote when initiatives are added to the ballot in your state?
Hey, it's Red from the Red Pill Show. Are you trying to wake up? Are you trying to wake some of your family members and friends up? Are you hearing,
I don't want to talk about it. I got my own problems.
Or, oh, hey, man, dude, I don't want to hear that. I got a job and I got to feed my family. Well, tune in on Sunday nights from 8 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll try to wake them up. Remember, it's everything and anything against the New World Order here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
How's it going, Freedomizers? This is Ferdinand. Join me on the No Bull Zone every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about everything from local to national issues, how to be free, and even throw in some health talks. Call in to chat or suggest a topic. That's the No Bull Zone every Monday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. East Coast Time, only on Freedomizer Radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news? All this enjoyment is brought to you by all the things sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep
with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism, because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Caged in, no names but familiar places.
names, the familiar faces, life's curses and God's graces. Midnight kind in radio stations gets better, gets better.
This is the code, which is properly enforceable against other people. Just read the Bill of Rights. What is it assuming? The worth of the individual. What does the Declaration of Independence say? All men are created equal and are endowed with certain unalienable rights, right? But what was the pinnacle one? Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, right? Really, they're all three interconnected. In fact, they span all of time, if you think about it. Okay. Life is future. It's representative of your future. Right? When you're alive, you're living, going forward in time. Your freedom, your liberty, is the now. That's your current moment. Pursuit of happiness is the past. Right? It's your pursuit up to the now. Right? Your current state is a reflection of that pursuit, for better or for worse. And of course, this has to be individual. Right? Society doesn't exist outside of its individual members. Okay? And so, a civil government has to be reflective of that individual sovereignty. Okay? To continue with what he says, this code is based upon the universal need and desire for freedom. While people differ widely in their objectives, everyone wants to be free to achieve his own, whatever they may be. Everyone wants those elements of freedom, life, liberty of action, property, and knowledge, without which no objective can be reached. Not only does each desire to possess these elements, but each is keenly aware of what injures them and considers such actions harmful and evil when committed. Even during infancy and youth, we condemn that which injures our bodies, restricts our movements, deprives us of our property, and corrupts our knowledge. With respect to those possessions which are necessary to the exercise of freedom, we all have essentially the same moral code. That which denies and injures them is evil and wrong. That which provides, protects, and preserves them is good. When the laws of a nation conform to this universal moral code, they will be respected and upheld because they suit the paramount need and desire of all people. What does the Constitution say? The general welfare. Something that benefits every individual. Not benefiting one citizen at the expense of another. Not benefiting one class of citizens or one area of citizenry at the expense of others. The general welfare. It's funny because they've so butchered that term in D.C. and so butchered that term in the way it's used that we often shy away from it. We think general welfare, oh man, another socialist. No, no. What does that term general mean? If it's something that'll benefit Bill at the expense of Bob, that can't be general welfare. That's particular welfare. That's, quote, that's subjective welfare for Bill at the expense of Bob. That's not welfare. That is for the general populace. But when the laws of a nation preserve that principle and show it throughout the statutes, throughout the ordinances, the idea that people, individual people, are all pursuing their own happiness, and so long as they don't infringe on another's ability to do so, it's not the business of civil government to infringe on that. In fact, it's contrary to the whole purpose of civil government. The goal in civic society is freedom. It's to better secure. It's the idea that we, as individuals coming together as society, are better protected in the exercise of our rights together than we would be apart. It also makes it more efficient for us to exchange property. It's a good thing if we keep in mind the goal. What are we fighting for? The universal desire for freedom to be the code of morality enshrined in the laws that are enforced on society. What are we fighting against? Any deviation from that. Any deviation from that. Whether that is an outright infringement on those rights, or just excess. I call it bureaucratic excess, stuff that just isn't needed. So this is the answer to the dilemma of government. And therefore, I would recommend all of you, if you go to my website, freedomorbust.net, under the header of the U.S. Constitution, there's an essay called The Proper Role of Government by a man named Ezra Taft Benson, who wrote a very good essay on this. So there's another good one, it's called The Law by Frederick Bastiat. But I would recommend you read these documents and then reread the Declaration of Independence, because you'll see they talk about the same principles. And this answers that question. So when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation and talk about, okay, so what are the three possible answers to the question, what is the proper role of government? And what is the correct answer? So thank you so much for listening. Hope you continue listening right after this commercial break.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shades, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. And Embellus and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know that their world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned a world economy, bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
See the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at SheTheMotionPicture.com.
Imagine one of your most favorite places. Its natural beauty draws you back again and again. Now imagine the world's largest open pit mine planted in the center of it all. That's what Alaska is facing at the headwaters of the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery at Bristol Bay. I'm Lainey Welch in Kodiak, Alaska, a journalist who's covered news of Alaska's fisheries for more than 25 years. I'm hoping you'll add your voice and tell the Environmental Protection Agency to turn down the pebble mine being planned by foreign mega corporations. The EPA can use its authority under the Clean Water Act to stop the mine. Contact the EPA at epa.org, Bristol Bay.
Use your voice, freedomizers. Keep corporate business from the large-scale destruction of the most pristine salmon habitat on Earth. They're threatening us with GM salmon. Don't let them mess with the natural stuff. Use your search engine and find images of open pit mining to fully understand the implications of the proposed pebble mine at Bristol Bay. You have a voice. You are powerful. Let them know what you think about the pebble mine at Bristol Bay. Comments have been extended to June 30th. Don't wait till it's too late. Give them a piece of your mind.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solovay. And Solovay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have Solovay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solovay. You sign up enough people, and Solovay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to Solovay.com/freedomizer. That's Solovay, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, Solovay.com/freedomizer.
Freedomizer Radio listeners. This is Skylar Hamilton for the last segment today here on the Liberty Bin Show. The Freedom or Bust edition, if you will. Once again, my website is freedomorbust.net. I am currently a city council candidate in the city of Orem in the state of Utah. You know, a lot of people don't even realize how easy it is to run. But hopefully people realize there's so much to understand. We have to understand these principles. You know, government's not a plaything. We need to understand the rights and duties of man, why governments exist, what their purpose is, and then, how do we do it? And that is for the legislators, the presidents, the mayors. How do we do this in the most efficient way possible? Even in science, you know, there's the principle of Occam's razor. Right? There are two modes of attaining the same answer. The most correct one is the one with the least amount of postulates, the simplest one. Right. You know, a lot of people, they even look at the Constitution of the United States and they ask, well, they don't even realize how small it is. But even in, it's a principle of law, people often forget, the more words there are, the more potential interpretations there are. So you want it to be short, concise, and honestly, when you understand the proper role of government, that's exactly the way it should be. So, to kind of rehash what we went over today, people have rights. Okay? It is legitimate to extend and exercise their rights in civil society through civil government. Okay? Anything that a person can delegate, the government could legitimately exercise in terms of authority, should that individual choose to vest that authority in that institution. Anything over that line is tyrannical. Okay? In understanding this dilemma with government, that every law has a moral backing, and therefore we need to understand the specific moral code that is properly enforceable against every single person, regardless of where they live, how they live, what they believe. And of course, this code is the universal need and desire for freedom, to pursue their own happiness. In fact, the pursuit of happiness is often even overlooked. People ask, why did Jefferson not say life, liberty, and property, or estate, as Locke did? Because he understood there's more to it than just property. Pursuit of happiness encompasses it. But you're not born with any sort of entitlement to property. You're born with the right to acquire it, should you choose to do so. And of course, property is very misunderstood as well. There's primordial property, your consciousness, yourself. There's primary property, those are the primary derivatives of that primordial property, your thoughts, your ideas, your frame of mind. And then there's the tangible stuff, the extension of that. The cars, the toasters, the refrigerators, the phones, all that. And every single person is seeking property in one way or another. Even the one that's giving up certain elements of secondary property, they're doing so to try to strengthen their mind, to strengthen their primary property in their view. So if we understand, if we see it in ourselves that we're pursuing our own happiness in our own way, then why shouldn't we see that that is in other people? Therefore, if everyone's doing this, why not have that be the overall goal? Because even someone who has not read the Declaration is seeking something every day, and that's his happiness. Now, if we can just make people realize they don't have a right or in some sort of entitlement to other people's stuff, thus infringing on their right to pursue happiness, we can go a long way in society in dealing with these issues that we see in society. Now, I mentioned earlier we're going to go over the three options. There's only three possible answers to the question of what is the proper role of government. The first answer is to prevent injustice. Okay, this would be a limited government. This is a government that merely punishes the people who trample on the rights of other people. Once again, this is defensive force and coercion to repair damage. Not preemptive. Remember, this is preventing injustice. We're going to show the other two options in a second. So it's a government by restoration. The second option is to provide justice. Okay, this is more of an active government. This is a growing government. Preemptive, right? Maybe it punishes those that have more. Or it's kind of a government where that is built on the premise that we need to equalize. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. And then there is the third option, which is honestly the logical conclusion of the second option, and that is to supply, quote, social justice. This is an infinite government, one that is completely built on the premise that the end justifies the means. It's one that it punishes those who try to escape a status quo prescribed by the policymakers. Government by starvation. And we literally saw that in communist Russia and China. Literal starvation. So obviously we want to go with the first one. Okay, understanding that every person is sovereign to themselves, every person has their own rights. And as the founders understood, that they're ultimately not accountable to other people here on this plane. They're accountable to a higher being, to higher principles. We should realize that the question with government is not, is there or is there not consequences for certain actions? The question with government is, when are my fellow persons accountable to me via my agents in government? And that is, of course, when criminal activity has occurred. And we discussed last show what a crime is. We'll be rehashing this in the future. But, of course, it's for criminal activity, when someone has infringed on the rights of another person. That is when it's okay. Because why? Because it's defensive force, defensive coercion. It's restoring damage done instead of inflicting damage preemptively for the benefit of other people. Once again, I want to read this quote again. This is kind of the sum of this whole thing. A government which pretends to be just to all must see to it that the code of morality expressed by its laws is properly enforceable against everyone. With the exception of infants and mental incompetence, everyone is expected to conform to the laws or suffer punishment. But unless each member of society believes the conduct which the law prohibits to be evil, and that which it commands to be good, some will be punished for doing that which they sincerely consider to be right, while others will be compelled to do that which they regard as wrong. This violates our sense of justice, and the only solution is to find a moral code which is known and accepted by all people. But does such a code exist? And of course, it is the universal desire for freedom. That is the code. That does not mean that someone doing an action that doesn't harm anyone else is necessarily a rational or a good choice. You know, a person can go into a ton of debt on their own. That's not a good choice, right? But they live with those consequences because they chose it for themselves. Drug use, I think, is another good example. Okay? Unless someone palpably harms another person, the consequences speak for themselves. They're accountable to those consequences. They're not accountable to me or to anyone else because they didn't harm anyone else. Therefore, at that level, it should be left to voluntary transactions. It should be boycotting, information spreading, different, you know, voluntary associations that promote certain causes, whether it's, you know, against this drug use or whatever. All based on persuasion, not coercion. If it's not criminal activity, leave it to persuasion. Understanding that everyone has a right to their own opinion. Everyone has a right to pursue their own happiness in their own way. And we can't expect perfection with people that aren't perfect. It's as simple as that. But we can hold as the ultimate civic virtue the principle of individual freedom, and understand the proper role of government, and fight against anything that goes over that line, that fine line. Because at that point, it is infringing on people's rights, and they're doing it in our name. This is the sense of duty. I hope you can feel that, that sense of duty associated with this topic. John Adams, he wrote this, and I think it's amazing. Understanding that there's not a person on earth not impacted by government. Not just self-government, but at this point, there are so many individuals. Everyone's impacted in one way or another by government, civil government. John Adams had this to say in a letter to his wife, Abigail Adams. The science of government is my duty to study, more than all other sciences. The art of legislation and administration and negotiation ought to take place, indeed to exclude in a manner all other arts. I must study politics and war, that my sons may have liberty to study mathematics and philosophy. My sons ought to study mathematics and philosophy, geography, natural history, naval architecture, navigation, commerce and agriculture, in order to give their children a right to study painting, poetry, music, architecture, statuary, tapestry, and porcelain. And this really is the goal. We need to first understand the importance of this issue of individual freedom. It's enshrined in the golden rule or silver rule, however way you want to put it. Right? Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Okay. It does matter, even if it's not impacting you like you see it impacting other people. It doesn't matter. They're doing it in your name. Okay. stand up for what's right, even when it's unpopular. Okay? I would put my life on the line to defend free speech, even of someone whom I vehemently disagree with. Why? Because he has the right to say it. And this, of course, is assuming it's not libel or slander or anything like that. Of course, libel would be written, slander would be said, but beside the point. If there's someone is within their rights and just saying something unpopular, and they're being having their rights potentially infringed upon, we need to stand up. We stand up and say no, regardless of whether we agree with what they're saying or not. We need to understand that it's the principle of individual freedom that we're striving for. That is the answer to the dilemma of government. That makes government potentially a great thing. But with that assumption, it becomes potentially the most dangerous thing. Therefore, it is not a plaything. We need to understand its purpose, why it's there, and its limits. Okay, and that concludes this episode of the Liberty Bin Show. Once again, I'm Skylar Hamilton. My project on the side is Freedom or Bust. You can check out the website, freedomorbust.net, YouTube channel, Freedom or Bust. I'm also running for Orem City Council. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you tune in next week.
Let me lay. My heart cries out for more.